Hey, GWA. Backstage, of course. This is No FMS Needed. And today, while I wait to go pick up a new car I bought, I decided to do a questionnaire, part two, by you. Hello, I'm Emma. I found part two first, like the person that I found it from also. So I decided to do it first. I like the questions a little bit better. But I'll probably still do the first part because I like those questions too. They're just not as exciting, I guess. So the first question, why did you pick your username? What does it mean to you? So my username is No FMS Needed. I've kind of posted about this before, mostly because I like telling people one part of this, but I'm a nurse. I work at a pretty notable hospital in this state, and I've worked different areas. I've done many things. I deal with many different kinds of patients, and an FMS is a fecal management system, which does not sound fun, and it really isn't. It's like, basically it's a tube that goes up your butt, and you inflate a balloon to keep it in place, and it's like a poop chute, really, and it's to help protect the outside area from getting, like, pressure ulcers or skin breakdown, and getting those contaminated with fecal matter. So I decided to name my account No FMS Needed because, one, I don't need one. And also, I had just gotten home from a long shift. I had a patient who, she was an older lady, and she had some sores on her peri area. So we had to get her an FMS, and we inserted it. And it was there for a few days. She absolutely hated it. Like, she originally wanted it. She consented to it. And then she changed her mind. She wanted it out. We convinced her to try it for a little bit longer because it would help her heal. Well, that didn't really work. And so I went in on day two or three after inserting it. And she had shit it out, really. So she didn't want it inserted back in. We had to do a complete bed change, linens, pads, everything. And the thing about this is that we put pads under our patients on the bed to catch, like, fluids and whatnot. So hopefully we won't have to go through so many linens when they get dirty. But when you do a complete bed change, you have to filter through everything you just got out from under the patient so you can throw away disposable things and put the dirty linens in the soiled linens container, trash bag, whatever. So it was my last thing to do before I got off work. I just went in there to check on her. I saw that she had rejected this FMS, and I had to clean her up, get the linens and everything out from under her and put new ones on, and then filter through this disgusting pile of linens and pads and shit. And you know, it just wasn't my favorite thing. I could tell you exactly what she had for dinner, and I was about to go home and eat dinner myself, so it was just not good timing for me. And so I came home and I got on Reddit, and that was all that was going through my mind making this account. So that's what I named it. Long story for a short question. Probably losing a lot of listeners here, but whatever. Okay, so the second question. What is your ideal sexy scenario in real life? That's a tough question. I didn't really think about these before. I didn't think about what I would answer. My ideal sexy scenario in real life. There's some very attractive doctors and PAs that I work with. And if they weren't married, I would probably hit on them. So, maybe getting a little rowdy with one of them during a break. Not that I get very many, but that would be exciting. I think it would be an experience, a nice experience, hopefully, to have sex with just a random stranger in a random place and then never see them again. What is your best physical feature? Honestly, I get a lot of comments on my eyes. They're very blue. And on my smile, which I guess I have a nice smile. I don't really smile a whole lot. I don't like showing my teeth for whatever reason, so I just kind of smirk. Who is your dream date? They can be real or a celebrity. And what will you do on your dream date? Okay, so I guess I'm gonna go with celebrity. And I really like Ryan Reynolds and Chris Pratt. I think they're both very attractive, and they both seem like they have pretty nice senses of humor, which I really value. So I don't know which one I would go with. I just don't know. I can't pick that. I can't decide between those two. What we would do, that is the worst thing. I'm so bad at making decisions. You know, I've never been on a date where a guy has taken me out to look at the stars. And I really like stargazing a lot. So that, I think, I think that would be really fun. That would be nice. To me, what is the sexiest accent? I would have to go with Australian. I think British accents are nice. But there's so many different variations, and some of them I don't like very much. But the different variations of Australian, I've mostly liked. So I would have to go with that. Definitely. What's the first thing you notice on the opposite sex? I would probably say I notice their eyes. I don't really have a preference for eyes, kind of, but it's definitely the first thing I notice. I'm one of those people, I have to make eye contact when I first meet you. I try not to look down, and then that's obviously just something I noticed doing that. What's the nicest thing someone has done for you? Well, there's two kind of things that I can talk about here. When I was, 8 years ago, my stepbrother got me a puppy for Christmas after my other dog had disappeared. And I still have that puppy. She's not a puppy. She's 8 years old now. Her name's Riley. I love her to death. She makes me very happy. She's why I come home sometimes. So that was really nice. More recent, I guess. I used to date this guy. His name was Mike. And he was always super sweet. He would do super nice things for me, like on important days. I dated him when I was still in college, so he would, if I had a rough day or a rough test or anything like that, the next day I could, like, it was guaranteed I would have flowers and chocolates every time. Just, it was really great. He's the first person to ever buy me flowers, so that was very nice. I liked them more than I thought I would. Let's see. Have you ever had phone sex? That that is okay to ask, personally. I have, more often than I'd like to admit. I can't even give you a number on how many people, because it's a very large number, probably. Are you a jealous person? Yes, I am very jealous. It's not something I like about myself, but I tell people up front because I can't change it. I can manage it as much as I am able to, but I can't. It's just in me. I've always been a jealous person. I am much better than I used to be when I was younger. I'm much more level-headed, and I don't make wild accusations all the time, or I try not to. So, but yes, I'm very jealous. What was the best in real life sexy experience you've ever had? This is tough. I've had sex in public a few times, and that's something I really like. So it could be one of those. Something I personally really like is, so I live quite a ways away from where I work. My commute is 1.5 hours one way. And every now and then I'll stay in a hotel just because I don't want to drive back and forth on such little sleep and have to go again the next day. And I used to see this guy. We never really dated, we just kind of messed around. And he would come see me every now and then when I was staying in the hotels, and he would stay with me while I stayed there. And one time, I was so exhausted. I checked in. I shut the blinds. I forgot to leave a key at the desk for him. So I told him I would put the key under the door and for him to grab it and come in when he got there. And so I poked the corner out from under the door, hoping no one else would see it and come into my room while I slept. And I took my clothes off and I got in bed and I took a nap. And later on, I woke up to someone over me, pitch black room. I'm pretty much naked, and I was completely disoriented. But another thing I like is rape play. And I know a lot of people aren't into that. Sorry, I am. And he started doing that. And I, for a few minutes there, it was legit. Because not legit like he was raping me, but I didn't know what was going on because I had just woken up. And I had only slept for like 2 hours maybe. And that little cat nap had me super confused, but I thought that was super hot, that he would come in and actually do that because he knew that I liked it. So yeah. What is my favorite holiday? That's tough. I think probably Halloween, because I like horror movies and all those Halloween movies. Usually the weather's cooled off and I like cooler weather. It's a little bit after my birthday, excuse me, so that's pretty cool also. I don't know, I just like it better. I'm not really a family-oriented person. I like my family, but I don't like all the extended family a whole lot. So like, Christmas and Thanksgiving and all that, nah. Like, sure, there's food, but nah. Have I ever been in love? Yeah, I have a few times. Which sounds kind of horrible. I'm only 22. I'll be 23 in like a month. But yeah, yes, they have. Does my significant other know about me and Gone Wild Audio, and what was their reaction? Or if they don't know, how come? Well, I'm single right now, very much so. My ex knows about this and will probably listen to this, so I'm gonna guard my words a little bit. I don't think he really... It's difficult. He likes it, but he doesn't like it. I guess it's just case by case. Yeah, that's all I'm going with that one. What's my biggest sexual regret? You know, I have never done anal, and I want to. And the last guy I slept with really wanted to, and I always told him no, and I wish I would have just dropped my nerves and went with it. What always cheers me up? That would be my dog, Riley, that I talked about earlier. She's great. I love her to death. She sleeps with me every night. She greets me at the door. She's just great. If you were trapped in a room with someone you have a crush on, and you only have an hour with them, what would you do? Okay, guys, I'm a little pansy, so really it could go either way. Like, maybe I would hit on them, maybe I wouldn't. It really just depends on what I convince myself to do. If I was stuck in a room with them, I would probably just start up a conversation and try to make them laugh, because I like making people laugh. That's like one of my big goals when I talk to someone, is making them laugh. So it would probably just go like that. I know it's boring. What do I like best about Gone Wild Audio? So, what brought me to Gone Wild Audio, I don't know how I found it. It's been a long time. I used to just lurk. But I am more auditory versus visual. So, when I'm having sexy time, when I'm getting off, I like to listen to people rather than watch something. Because odds are, if I'm watching something, by the end of it, I'm not even going to be paying attention anymore, because I'm off in my own head. So, that's what brought me here. And so that's something I do like. I like the atmosphere. Everyone seems so nice. And it's more close-knit than I thought it would have been. And that's really cool, I think. Especially given the content. Will I be your friend? Absolutely. I love making friends. I'm really bad at it, but I absolutely love it. So... hope to hear from you.